Arnie L. Williams. And she lives at, what's your address? 712 Willie Jones Street. And today is April the 8th, 1988. And now I'm going to ask Miss Williams some questions, and we're going to go back on old times and just let her bring us up to date with some of her memories of Diabol, the places and things that she's done. Miss Williams, what was your birthplace and date?
My birth is in Weldon, Texas, Houston County, in 1908.
In 1908?
Yes.
What year did you come to Diabol?
Well, I came when I was a girl. I was about 5 years old with my auntie, Maggie Braddy.
Maggie Braddy.
Mm-hmm.
What was your parents' name, Miss Lee?
Henry Hubbard was my daddy, and Sarah Hubbard was my mother.
Did they have any sisters and brothers?
No, they both died before I could. Well, my mother died. I was when I was 15 days old. My daddy died when I was a year old, so I knew nothing much about him.
I see. Well, did you have any other sisters and brothers?
I have some half sisters in Houston. I have two half sisters in Houston.
Well, when you came here as a little girl, what church did you join?
I joined CNA Methodist Church under Reverend Perry.
Reverend Perry?
Yes, sir. And we had the head steward was Brother Covington, Brother O'Neill, and Brother Goldman, Brother H. Goldman. He done gold in his bag.
Where was the church located at that time?
Well, it was at the cemetery was right behind the church. It was back near where the cemetery was. It had been moved since that time and prepared the rest.
Well, now, during that time, did you have very many active members in the church?
Yes, sir. Well, it never was as large as the Baptist church, but I say we had at least about 50 or 60 members, and about 10 or 30 maybe were children.
I see. Well, how long did this pastor stay, your very first pastor, who was your next pastor? Do you recall who he was?
Mm-hmm. I can't recall the next one, but I do know we had one named Reverend Lamb. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We've had so many, but I really can't think of the others.
I see.
Well, I was 9 years old when I joined the church.
You was 9 years old when you joined church?
Yes, sir. And I've stayed in there all my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Lee, would you like to tell us just a little bit about some of the things that went on during your era here growing up a child? I know there was lots of hard times and I guess good times too, but could you tell us some of the interesting things that we would just like to know about? A few things that might even be funny, they could even be sad, but it's all history and we're just trying to compile as much information as we can about things that used to happen.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that was really, I mean, years when the job was to me, years ago, we would have so much fun facing Easter. We'd all go out in the woods, and the teachers and the children, and we'd get these white flowers. What you call these? Pink. They grow in the woods, and they're white. They grow on trees. No, they grow on trees. And we break the branches and decorate the church with them during the Easter time. And then we would hide them right near the church, and the children would have such a lovely time looking for eggs. And we just enjoyed everything like this.
Well, did they color the eggs in those days?
Yes, sir. We would color them. You see, we solicit so many eggs. Well, they volunteer, give us maybe a dozen eggs. You can give us a half a dozen. And we would either carry them to one home, each buy them and bring them back to the church. And we just enjoyed, and they didn't have, they mostly had dialogue. Like, not just say speeches in Easter, they would have kind of dialogue, and we'd have a wonderful time.
I see. Well, that's real nice on Easter, but it brings up another point that I just happened to think about while you were talking, but what did you do during the Christmas holidays? Did you have programs like the children do today?
Yes, sir, we did. We would have special programs, and then just like other people, we would always see that they got some kind of present. It may not be in very expensive, may just be in a tile, just a little anything, but just the decorated city, just for their enjoyment. And we really had a nice time.
Well, that's wonderful. I often thought about that during, I know during the time I grew up, we had a Christmas tree in the church. I don't see too many of that now.
We had one. During that time, we made Christmas. It wasn't very expensive. You just like get a can of corn and wrap it in Christmas paper. And make sure that all the other people had something. It wasn't anything very expensive, but the jar was there. And on a white night, we'd go all the way out there, and everybody tell you to make it. And we stayed till 3 or 4 o'clock. And we just would enjoy ourselves. Just a lovable time.
Well, seeing the times are as hard as they was, how did you manage to get along so well, it seemed like, with hardly no money at all? How did you get food?
Well, this is the thing about it. We made ourselves happy over forever. It wasn't the price of the whatever we got. It was just the thoughts of giving, just the love of giving. It wasn't expensive because all of us were poor, but we just took whatever we had and shared it with someone else. And people didn't expect expensive things. Just the thoughts of you remembering them. Sometimes it would just be just like a nice washcloth and wrap it up into the paper. And people just was happy with whatever they had. In fact, it was love. Yeah.
One thing we need a lot of today.
Well, Miss Lee, again, on where was the school
located at that time when you came? What school did you, do you recall the school you went to, and who was the teacher?
Well, we had a two-room school, and it was located, so we used to call it a pipeline, not far from the, at that time, the Kirkabar Church. And it was a lady by the name of Miss Pitts, and Professor Smith. And after his time got Professor Hurl. And we didn't have but two teachers during that time. And it didn't go any further than the ninth grade. But we did have a very nice time at the end of the trip. At the end of the term, we'd always have nice children, and we would enjoy it myself.
Well, that's really wonderful. I know that there was another school somewhere over there near the pipeline.
Yes.
That makes another question for me. Why do you do you know why they call it the pipeline?
No, sir, I don't. But let me see. We have a cafe here. It's called into the Red Stand or something.
That was the Red Stand.
Uh huh. And after you cross the road from the Red Stand, going back that way was called the pipeline.
Okay, now that's the street I know the street you're talking about now, and that's the street that divided the pipeline from the south side.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We was looking for that street earlier. Now I know which one it was. Unfortunately, we didn't have any names.
No,
but
we didn't have any names, but everybody knew the pipeline.
Yes, actually did. I remember that so well because the Red Stand was on this corner, and Mr. Dave O'Neill lives right up on the corner, just across from there, but on the same street.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe the old lumber yard, the next thing you run into is on the
east
a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that clears up that pipeline mystery. I've always known it to be that, but I've never even questioned the reason why they call it the pipeline. I always felt like maybe it's just theory, but that the area where the sawmill and the industrial part was taking place, that lack on the pipeline.
Yeah.
But on the south side, in the black community, that's where you found all of your activities going on. The school was there, and the stores was over that way, and all of the commercial type buildings on our side of the track was on the south side. So
yes,
that was sort of divided it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But now, let's see, Mr. Robert Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I understand he used to umpire baseball.
Yes.
He sure did.
He was the manager of the baseball
club. He did.
For a while.
Now, I remember him as I grew up. He'd be at the ball games all the time, and he'd be an umpire, manager, and whatever. And Dieball had quite a nice baseball club when we were small.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I did not realize how good they was being just a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the old timers that I've talked to say that was just a wonderful
thing.
And they had ball games every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I'd be sitting in the church and they'd be hollering out there, "That's my box."
That's how you make memories. I would be at home and you'd hear all of that yelling at the old Dieball just about the home run.
Uh-huh.
You could hear them for miles and miles.
That's right.
And it seemed like miles and miles, but it was quite a long way to just for people to cry on Sunday.
Yeah.
Until you could just hear so good.
That's
and
right.
Whenever somebody would hit a long ball, you would hear, hey, and you just know somebody's eyeballs winning that game today. That's really good.
I guess the situation was when I was playing with teachers. As you see, I was missing you.
Mm-hmm.
And Hebrew was a good player.
He was.
Uh-huh. And you have some more.
The old
devil. Uh-huh. Let me see.
Down through the years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me see if it was over two. Yes.
And one man named Franco.
Yes, now he was a famous first baseman. Yes, oh my Lord, he was good.
You see Bucky, I think he kept.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was and just one group after another just came on, one crop after another.
Mm-hmm.
Until, of course, I understand after the war in 1941,
I
sort of broke it up.
Yes.
Well, Miss Lee, back in those days when you was growing up, I know the doctors weren't too available every time you got sick, and your parents and people who were raising you up at the time, knowing how sick kids can be, and then themselves would be sick. What did they use for old-time remedies for various things? Do you know?
Yes, sir. A lot of times, instead of going to the doctor, we get blood draw. You take blood draw and sweep it. And take it like this. Well, I tell you what my parents did. Like school was to open up in September. And last of August, they would get me a school pregnancy and work my system out good before school started. And that way, I don't know if I've ever had to lose a day out of school. Now that wasn't 1 year, that was every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Of course, you know, if you get sick or something, get asked or something like that. But somehow, I was a pretty healthy child. But nobody, no matter how healthy you were, the last of August, a week before school starts, they would get medicine and be sure that your system was cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
And you would never go through the whole term without losing a day out of school.
Well, that's very nice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember now when we would have during the Easter, every time we'd eat all those Easter eggs, and Mother would always give us a big dose of medicine right after Easter to take care of that, all those eggs we was eating.
Yes, but I don't like lemonade now, so I have to drink that. And I don't know, well, you know, some children would just leave it sick, but I was blessed. I wasn't a sickly child. But okay, well, you see the master, the first thing, oh, you go do that.
They cleaned you out real good.
That's right.
That's real, that's nice. Now I know why my mother was giving the medicine when I wasn't sick. You
can
wonder about that.
Well, we didn't wonder about that. We didn't know that was the cast off.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as the time went on, if you were after grew up to be a woman, you wouldn't have, if you become pregnant, you wouldn't go to the doctor every month. You'd see a doctor till that child was born. But he would come to your house and to make yourself get you satisfied, break talk and just stay there until it was over. We didn't go to hospital like they did then. And we didn't go to doctors every month like they do now. I don't know, I guess so.
And again, in those days, I imagine you had some pretty good midwives too, didn't you?
Yes, sir. We had midwives, and they wanted to be like they are now. But as you said, very good is a compliment. But I mean, if you was a working man, you could give back the service when you wanted in people and everything like that. We didn't have the one, but we were blessed. They would come to us. And I look at Jesus' pregnant women now, they have to go every month. Well, we wouldn't be a doctor unless, you know, something got wrong until time for a test. It just has been a great change.
Well, Miss Lee, do you have anything that happened special in your mind that you always wanted to tell about, or anything? Do you have any memories of anything special that might be even funny or whatever? Do you know of anything that you just like to tell us? I know I used to, every chance I get, I'd steal plums out of your plum orchard. You had the best plum orchard in Babylon.
Yes, sir, we did. We were blessed. I tell you what, I enjoyed so much. My husband, like the 19th of June, he would always be interested in preparing and fixing things nice for the people. And one year, my son did it. That just brought memories back when I was proud.
Yes, sir.
I was really proud of it.
Well, that's wonderful.
Life has been very nice toward me.
That's good. You know, I can see that it really has, Miss Lee, and you've been blessed, you know, to be with us all these years. We just hope that we can all somehow, you know, live as long as you have and have memories that we can pass on to other people that we've been in part of our lives. Of course, our history is very important. We have, for a long time, basically neglected to keep up with this in a small way. And that way, in a bigger way, we should have been documenting a lot of things that happened. It should have went on paper, and it should have been documented someplace. But I know you was very close to Mr. Fred Lewis, and you know, he wrote an article in the Forest Hall for many years. He was my first Boy Scout master, and troop number 275 when I was just a little boy here, and I believe we had something like 5 or 6, maybe 7 Boy Scouts in the whole thing. And we had a lot of fun. Mr. Fred was very instrumental into helping me get a secret clearance when I worked for the government, because I didn't know anyone else that I could write to from Washington, D.C. in order to give them my life history. And I knew he knew me and my parents that well, and I had to get someone who was my kin to me, and he was a man. And I was still glad to see him go to bat for me at that time. But now, I'd like to ask you, did he leave any of those old bug calls? You know, Mr. Fred died rather suddenly. I wasn't here. But I understand he must have kept something. Did he have anything that would be of any value to us at this date?
No, sir. At least I didn't get it. His latest friend was Mr. Enemy. And whatever it was, he couldn't tell. I didn't get it. And I'll tell you another thing about my family. Mr. I was a doctor. I was nothing. And at that time, the doctors had a second and fourth Sunday. We had a second and fourth Sunday. They had a first and third Sunday. And we've never objected to him going to no special church if he had to go to church. Now, if you teach him to go to Sunday school, all day long you teach him to play. And the children, whatever you want to be, wherever you want to go, you go. Because on the first Sunday, I go to a Baptist church. And on the second Sunday, I go to a second and fourth. I go to mine, and Mr. Robert do the same. We work together, and we never did have no conflict of where they want to go, but you got to go somewhere. A man asked me about E.C. He asked me where was E.C. one day. One time he came here, he wanted to see E.C. I said, well, he told me he was going to college to be with Rome at his church. He said, you mean E.C. on the club and still go to church? I said, yeah.
Well, I didn't find nothing wrong with that. Well, you know, bringing that up, that's a good thing, too. You know, that's a really good thing, too. You know, it's a really a nice thing that E.C. was able to do so many things for so many people. A lot of people are not aware of some of the things that E.C. has done. They had all the things, but E.C. has done a lot of good things, and I know since the time that I came back here from California, he's always told me that, that he always did live here, and he always wanted to do something for this area, for this community. That was one of his big dreams, and I can certainly say that he did indeed make that dream come true, and it was really nice after a great length of time that he's done so much for so many people, and I'm happy for him.
Well, I am too. I told him. He told me, said, Margaret, my health is good, baby. Well, my wife's health is not too good. But I don't feel like working a whole week and then come up to you. I'm going to get rid of the car while I'm able to. And my children have all finished and have jobs. And Katie and I are just going to take it easy. I told him, I said, you see, you're blessed. You've got a nice home. Your children are able to stand on their own. And having a nice a club, and no one lost his life there.
Never did.
That's a wonderful blessing.
That's a wonderful blessing.
Yeah, I told him he had to.
That's something I never really thought about. But all of the time that he had that, no one never lost a life there.
But every time I hear a gunshot, I hear a loud noise, I hear ambulance, I want to slow the wind, I heard it very well. I don't want him to be the cause of nobody losing life. I said, honey, you are wonderfully blessed. So he killing that job, good job.
Now about nice and decent.
What more do you want?
Yeah, that's too much more. That is right, Miss Lee. Well, Miss Lee, it's been nice talking to you. I'm really happy I could make this interview with you. And like I said, this information will be available for your access to in the library whenever it's compiled. They'll do whatever they see fit. With it and helping to bring about, I hope, to be a very successful historical coverage of our community since I've all first started.
Yeah.
And I understand not too just in the future, we'll be looking at the first 100 years since I've all became a Bible. And maybe during that time, it'll be some kind of special celebration, and I hope that we'll all be remembered for our achievements there, and I'm sure that there will be a lot unsaid that we apparently didn't know about, but like I said in the first place, this is something that should be written down and recorded, and sometimes you'll never lose that. And at times like this, you can compile it, and then it becomes a matter of record for anyone to see it. So that's our objective here right now. We want to get this information and put it on paper and pictures and everything else, and we'll have it forever.
Well, that's good.
So we appreciate it very much.
Well, I'm glad to do so. My boy has been too. So much I'm proud of.
Well, there's still room for improvement. I guess that's true in everything. But there's always room for improvement. If it wasn't, I'd say, well, that would be the end of something. But we hope to...
We didn't have no bank.
Well, that's true. And,
we didn't have a courthouse.
Right. Now we've got a civic center. And I hope that we'll just be able to move up from there. I'm pretty sure we can. And just have to work together as a community involved people. And that's how any community will grow. It won't grow without the people getting involved.
It has grown
and we've got a long way to go.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, well, we do appreciate it, Mr. Lord.
That's all right. Well, you young people don't bring it on through.
I hope we do. Well, I hope they do. I'm getting over the hill myself.
Well, I hope they do.